You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankine. Yevur vor hayrinyak eglisvin, hon hayrinyak avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, September the 24th. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
This morning's Armenian radio program is dedicated to those Armenians living in Artsakh, to their strength and perseverance. We pray for your good health. We do have one passing this last week. I just found out about it yesterday. Marilyn Kajoyan passed on Friday, September 22nd. Marilyn was married to the late Khachardor Camp Kajoyan for 64 years. She was a devoted mother to Desiree and son-in-law Don Manley and their daughter Jesenia, and to her son Kevin and daughter-in-law Elena Kajoyan and their children Micaiah and Abigail. She was sister-in-law with Leon. She was sister-in-law with Leona Tomation Bailey and husband Wayne, and Naomi Marsh and husband Nim and Vanohi Kajoyan. Her arrangements have yet to be made, but please note online or on the church's websites for the information. My sincerest condolences to her sister Leona, to sister-in-law Naomi, to her nieces and nephews, and to her children and grandchildren. Our sincerest condolences from the Armenian Radio Hour. With our Dari Litz, September 24th, 2008. Today is the 15th Daralt of Alice Arsha Luis Hagopian. September 24th, 2003. Today is the 20th Daralt of Khachig Nalbanyan. September 25th, 2012. Monday is the 11th Daralt of Shake Sophie Simonian. September 25th, 2020. Monday is the 3rd Daralt of Doris Chobanian Belazarian. September 25th, 2014. Monday is the 9th Daralt of James Jaskalian Jr. September 26, 1995, Tuesday is the 28th Daralt of Nishan Meradian. September 26, 1996, Tuesday is the 27th Daralt of Perlant Galpchian. September 26, 1998, Tuesday is the 25th Daralt of Baizar Topalian Harrison. September 26, 2020, Tuesday is the 3rd Daralt of Adam Rachi. September 27, 1995, Wednesday is the 28th Daralt of Margaret Harnayan. September 27, 1995, Wednesday is the 28th Daralt of Margaret Harnayan. September 27, 2008, Wednesday is the 15th Daralt of Elizabeth Tomation. September 27, 2012, Wednesday is the 11th Daralt of Stella Takian. September 27, 2021, Wednesday is the 2nd Daralt of Margaret Shahinian D. Felice. September 28, 2017, Thursday is the 6th Daralt of Queenie Tastian. September 28, 2002, Thursday is the 21st Daralt of John Alajanian. September 29, 2005, Friday is the 18th Daralt of Arsen Ajoyan. September 30, 2009, Saturday is the 14th Daralt of Colonel Dr. Murad Meradian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially Iverin, for the passing of Marilyn Kajoyan.
Iverin Yeah. از خراب جانم خراب خاجری دوستان از دو تخت بورستان از خراب جانم خراب سرلی مجرگیر از بی پوکی کایستان از خراب جانم خراب خاجری دوستان از دو تخت بورستان از خراب جانم خراب Չամփոմացել հաղթել ես երոս դասել տանջվել ես բայց այն մնացել Դու գանի չամփոմացել հաղթել ես երոս դասել տանջվել ես բայց այն մնացել
Great day for Bazaar. It really is. The rain's gonna hold off. I was there yesterday and it was pouring, on and off pouring. But the tents held up beautifully. I did not get wet one bit. The Bazaar at St. Vartanan Church is going on today, beginning, I believe, at noontime. Let me pull up that announcement. But Bazaar time, it's a beautiful, wonderful time to be with fellow Armenians. With what's going on in Armenia right now, in Artsakh, we need to stand together in solidarity. But Bazaar time today, St. Varsanant Church, 402 Broadway. It is at the church at 402 Broadway. They have valet parking. Just drive around to, let's see, it's I think it's you do your normal, but instead of taking a left on Armenia, you go one more street down and then wrap it around. And the valet service is there. They are definitely, you can tell that it's them. They're a United car service or valet service. But again, the bazaar happens today beginning at 11 a.m., 7 Armenia Street on the church grounds. They have enormous tent set up. No reason to get wet. I don't even think it's going to rain today. I think it's just a little hazy rain, but not bad at all. And again, bazaar time. Chicken kebab, shish kebab, lush. I had chicken. My husband had shish. It was fantastic. The food is great. And I got to tell you, the music was fantastic too yesterday. Popcorn, cotton candy, Ararat coffee, beer and wine, falafel sandwiches, sucuk. We brought home choreg. They have all prepackaged pastries. Oh, yeah. I had the phyllo. It's kind of like chadayif, but it's in the phyllo dough. Oh, my God. They were so good. But the desserts are great. You can bring them home. Let's see, what else can I say? We brought choreg home and we brought dinners home. My son woofed those down quickly. But live Armenian music, Kamazkayan dance group will perform, arts and craft vendors, 50-50 raffle. And again, St. Varsamash Church Bazaar on the church grounds, forward to Broadway, Providence, going on today. Beginning at 11 o'clock, don't miss out. It's going to be a fine time for a bazaar today. Plenty of tents. It goes till 6 o'clock tonight. And again, it's rain or shine, but... yeah, I'm not so sure about the shine, but we're going to have a great time anyways. We're under tent. You won't get wet. And just, you know, bundle up. You'll have a great time at St. Varsanant's Church Bazaar today. Alrighty, with that.
April megonen yeginko baitzar atsaki banak madav kel machar tishnamin togats in yerekhaner madadumerin golfin garaner tishnamin togats in yerekhaner madadumerin golfin garaner
Bekentune, atzak bedut yun.
And I'm going to read a little update from Al Jazeera by Virginia Pietromarchi, September 22nd. This was published. After Azerbaijan's lightning military offensive, the future of the 120,000 ethnic Armenians who dominate the Nagorno-Karabakh region hangs in the balance. The latest clash of a decades-old conflict broke out on Tuesday, but ended a day later with Armenian separatists agreeing to lay down their arms. Azeri President Aliyev declared victory over the enclave on Thursday, saying it was fully under Baku's control and that the idea of an independent Nagorno-Karabakh was finally confined to history. He promised to guarantee the rights and security of Armenians living in the region, but years of hate speech and violence between the rivals have left deep scars. Integration in this situation means nothing else than captivity, says Yani Avanishyan, a doctoral researcher at Artsakh State University. Armenians have self-styled Nagorno-Karabakh as the Republic of Artsakh. I don't know anybody here, any Armenian in Nagorno-Karabakh, that could imagine being integrated and being safe at the same time, said journalist Siranush Sarkisyan, speaking from Stepanakert, the de facto capital of the breakaway region called Karabakh by Azerbaijan. Officials from Azerbaijan and Nagorno-Karabakh met on Thursday to discuss security guarantees and humanitarian assistance. But as of Friday, no deal has been reached besides the entry of humanitarian convoy into the region. Separatist authorities said at least 25,000 people have been forced from their homes due to the offensive, with most communication lines cut off. Witnesses told Al Jazeera that people were sleeping in shelters and on the streets without food, without electricity, without fuel. The humanitarian aid group called HEART, which has been active in the region for 30 years, warned of a humanitarian catastrophe due to a nine-month blockade, which has stretched supplies. In December of last year, Baku closed off the Lachin Corridor, the only road connecting Nagorno-Karabakh to Armenia, causing a dire humanitarian crisis. Residents said they felt alarmed when they heard the separatist forces were surrendering. Displaced people were out on the streets clinging onto their bags while crowds flocked to the airport of Stepanakert, an area controlled by Russian peacekeepers. Artak Beglarian, an ex-state minister of the self-styled Artsakh and head of the Human Rights Ombudsman during the 2020 war, called for global support. Without international high-level guarantees, it's impossible, given the depth of the conflict, Beglarian told Al Jazeera. People have fear that we will still be under high risk of genocide and ethnic cleansing, and that's why an overwhelming majority is thinking of fleeing the country. The Armenian government says it's preparing to accept tens of thousands of people who leave Nagorno-Karabakh if it becomes impossible for them to stay under Azerbaijani rule. Nagorno-Karabakh is an internationally recognized as part of Azerbaijan, but it is predominantly populated by ethnic Armenians who have lived there for thousands of years. In the early 1990s, Armenian forces gained full control of the enclave and surrounding territories, causing an exodus of Azeris. The power dynamic in the region shifted in the decades that followed. Resource-rich Azerbaijan used oil and gas proceeds to expand its military capacity while strengthening ties with international powers, especially neighboring Turkey. On the other side, Armenia found itself increasingly isolated and economically weakened. In 2020, when Azerbaijan launched another military operation, it was swiftly to regain control of districts in and around the enclave and resettle some internationally displaced Azeris in the territory. Since then, Azerbaijan has become more arrogant, emboldened by its victory in considering Nagorno-Karabakh an internal matter. Chances of Armenians of Nagorno-Karabakh, which we call Artsakh, to have any leverage at the negotiating table are minimal, experts say, pointing out that the military setbacks came as traditional allies grew increasingly detached from their cause. At the same time, the Armenian government has found itself in a vulnerable position as it tries to reduce its international isolation and dependence under Russia. This is ongoing. And I only read you excerpts from that article. But the Armenians in Artsakh, Nagorno-Karabakh need our support. Reach out to as many as you can. It's unfortunate that the news, there's just no news on the American television about what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Artsakh. Be a march for Artsakh to end the second Armenian genocide Friday, September 29th, 5 o'clock. It begins at Ahari and it will be at 245 Waterman Street, parking available. You start the walk and then you'll end on Thayer Street. Join us for a peaceful march in Providence, Rhode Island on Friday, September 29th, to raise awareness of the dire humanitarian crisis in Artsakh. It is becoming impossible for the world to know what is actually going on inside Artsakh And our voice may be the only way to let the public know the truth. Our news is too busy covering stories about nonsense while Turkey and Azerbaijan conduct genocide over onto 120,000 Armenians who have lived in Artsakh for thousands of years. There will be signs and flags available for people. Expect the walk to be a slow pace for 1 to 1.5 hours on a flat road. Meet at 245 Waterman Street, 5 o'clock on Friday. There are parking, and then the ending point again is on, it'll be at 260 Thayer Street, Avon Cinema. And for those interested, then there will be first showing of a movie, Amerikatsi, at the Avon Cinema around 7 o'clock. And you can go to amerikatsi.film or just Google Avon Cinema to get your tickets. For more information, you can call Harag Arakelian of Krista Pargomide at 401-484-1154, the Providence ARF. Remember, that's a movie afterwards, Amerikatsi, and you can Google that as well. But the walk, please join us for a peaceful march through Providence Friday, September 29th. The movie I was telling you about, it's open September 29th. Fable of Hope, Amerikatsi follows a repatriate who is imprisoned in Soviet Armenia, embodying the resilience of the human spirit. It's a stirring labor of love that witnesses the darkness of the past and seeks out the light. This will be moderated, opening night Q&A, Friday at 6 o'clock, moderated by WPRI 12 News reporter Kim Kalunian. And again, this movie is at the Avon Cinema, Friday night, September 29th.
Still in her zone, do I appear, Mr. Zar? Do I receive him? Ալիքի կոպարքի համար գրվեցին անդիվ հերոսներ անմար Նրանց անունով կերտվել է ներկատ ու պիտի պայլի բայց առապագա Մեր երակներում սուրսն է կողովի Մեր բատուկներում ուժը լերների Մեր սրտերի մեջ երկն է կոացի Որ պիտի երկեն դարերում պարքի Հայաստան իմ հավատք մեր հույսի լույս անմար Միշտ եղիր հազոր ու ապրիր միշտ ազոր
It's time for a picnic, Hoosini Groves Picnic, October 1st, next Sunday, 12 to 6, delicious, full menu. You know, the Hoosini Grove, the shish kebab is out of this world. I'm pretty sure Stephanie's making khayma. I'm not positive. Chicken kebab, they have a full menu at the Grove. Live music, kids play area, 20 Simmons Street, Rehoboth, Mass is the place. Hoosini Grove Picnic, next Sunday. It's going to be a great time at the Grove. It is so easy to get to Rehoboth. You go down Route 44, take a right onto New Street. Just follow it all the way down till you hit Simmons Street. It's a left-hand turn, and there's plenty of parking. We'll see you at Hoosini Grove next Sunday, October 1st, 12 to 6 o'clock. Live Armenian music. There's a kids' play area. It's a beautiful area at the Grove. Hoosini Grove next Sunday. We'll be right back. And we have more news coming your way. October 1st, the Hominuteman Scouts will also be having a swearing-in ceremony right after church, October 1st, 12:30. Please come and support the Scouts as they take their oath and move up the ranks and receive leadership positions. Again, the Hominuteman Scout Oath Ceremony, October 1st, Sunday, right after church at 12:30. Alrighty, what else is going on in our community? Well, I might skip around a little bit. Let's see. October 21st, I believe we're having a cafe night with the Steve Tashin Band beginning at 6 o'clock. American and Armenian dance music, sponsored by St. Sag St. Mesrop Armenian Church Cultural Committee and the Women's Guild. Cafe night, it's a fall dinner dance. Don't want to miss out on that. And then there's another dance going on in Haverhill. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. The Armenian Friends of America will be having their 10th annual High Kef 5 dance on Saturday, October 14th at the Armenian Church at High Point in Haverhill, Massachusetts. It says Exit 106 off of Route 495. This event is sponsored by the four Armenian churches in the Merrimack Valley and hosts a Super Kef Time Band with Meze. And again, this is Saturday, October 14th. Playing will be Harry Bedrosian, John Babarian, Leon Janikian, Bob Rafalian, and Jason Naroyan. And again, it's a High Kef 5. For tickets or information, you can call Mary Ann Janigan, 603-770-3375, 603-770-3375. Ticket price is $50, includes dance and individual mezze platters, coffee and dessert to follow with a cash bar. And if you'd like to stay over, rooms are available at the Doubletree at the Hilton, which is at 123 Old River Road, Andover. Again, this is a Saturday night dance, 6:30 till midnight, Armenian Church at High Point, 1280 Boston Road, Haverhill, Massachusetts. By Charles Aznavour. His Darylis is coming up next week. But this is For You Are Armenia.
Spring will come, winter will be done, days of fire, seasons in the sun, Armenia we sing.
That song came about after the Armenian earthquake of 88. I'd like to know where those voices are now.
Hay camamor, querida, con mi azabenta. hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassasan, hay kamamor beni zambon bir azadır hayatan. Hay hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassasan, ara bu işi bu tepkiz bir azadır hayatan. Hay hazır, hay hazır. Canı terör hassasan, hay kamamor beni zambon bir azadır.
Before we close out the show, I'd like to send Armenian Radio Hour congratulations to Laurel Briault. This is from the Armenian Evangelical Church. Our church family is honored to congratulate one of our own, Laurel Briault, for not only winning her high school National History Day competition, but went on to represent Rhode Island with this entry in the prestigious event in Washington, D.C. Laurel and her classmate Cassidy Roach researched and created the presentation entitled Frontier in Justice, Raphael Lemkin and the Creation of the Word Genocide. Their outstanding video captures a depth of understanding of how the genocide of the Armenians in 1915 impacted a young law student, Raphael Lemkin, and inspired him to enact legislation through the Nuremberg trials and the United Nations to not only give a name to the crime, but also outline recognition and punishment for these atrocities. While viewing, you can go to YouTube to find this. You will see Laurel is honored by her great-grandfather Samuel Boyajian's legacy by bringing his past to life. Congratulations to Laurel and Cassidy, not only from the Armenian Evangelical Church community, but also from the Armenian Radio Hour. Abris.
Hacer, hay hacer, can de verir hasadan, hay kamavur nevizan, kos bit azaden hayatan. Hay hacer, hay hacer, can de verir hasadan, ne yerden uydur o şiner, kos bit azaden hayatan. Hay hacer, hay hacer, can de verir hasadan, ne yerden uydur o şiner, kos bit azaden hayatan. Hacer, hay hacer, can emerör hasadan, milyar aguin roşine, kompit azaden hayazdan. Milyar aguin roşine, kompit azaden hayazdan.
And that's about all she wrote for this morning's show. Again, Saints Varsonans was having their bazaar today. Starts at 11 o'clock, goes till 6 o'clock. Right there on the church grounds, 402 Broadway is the place, valet parking. We'll see you there. And don't forget, Friday night is the March for Artsakh. It's the least we can do. Let's show up. We want to see hundreds and hundreds of Armenians walking on the east side Friday night. We begin at Thayer Street at 245. Excuse me, we end at Thayer Street. We begin at 245 Waterman Street, the Bliss Building, right there at Wayland Square. And with that, as my father says, Urachatzur gurachanas, merjamanagalaratzav shunagaluchun serin hamar, sedesuchun min chevharachiga giragi aravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. You are listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, and we are, as always, live and in color. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Turan, heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian, keeping all of our shows on the internet at armenianradiohour.com, armenianradiohour.com. You can hear me any day, anytime on our website, armenianradiohour.com. I still hear people say we can't get the show on my radio. With that, you are listening to us on WARA, Attleboro. Happy Sunday.